Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. On Monday, October 6th, under the full moon, Riverside will come alive as the community gathers to celebrate tradition, culture, and togetherness. It's the Moon Festival, presented by the Museum of Riverside, and it takes place at Heritage House in Riverside. This free event invites everyone to experience the richness of Asian cultural heritage through mooncakes, lanterns, storytelling, dance, calligraphy demonstrations, games, crafts, and more. It's also a moment to honor the role of Chinese Americans in Riverside's citrus industry and to celebrate the harvest traditions that connect us all. In studio today is Kim Cobb, Associate Educator for the Museum of Riverside, and Advancement Coordinator Chantel Downing. They're going to tell us what this festival means, why it's important to preserve these traditions, and how we can join in on this beautiful evening of culture, community, and gratitude. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, thank you.
Start by telling us what the Moon Festival is and why it's celebrated in many Asian cultures.
Well, our Moon Festival is actually the Mid-Autumn Festival, which is a Chinese celebration of harvest and the harvest moon. We celebrate this one specifically because Riverside Asian American history isn't really talked about as much as we feel that it should, and our Heritage House location is a good physical location to actually talk about that subject, because Mrs. Bettner, the original builder and owner of the house, had and employed Chinese American servants in the household to do the cooking, to do her laundry. And so it's a good physical location where we can actually bring that history alive a little bit and talk more about Asian American immigration and Asian American history. And specifically, the Mid-Autumn Festival is celebrated in China, but Asian cultures have them all over the world, very closely together. Countries like Korea, Japan, Malaysia, they all celebrate a Harvest Moon Festival of some kind.
And tell us about the Heritage House.
Heritage House is our historic house location off of Magnolia Avenue, and it is free for tours Friday through Sunday through our open seasons. We close for the summer season because it's just too hot to have anyone up there upstairs. And we do school tours, we do weekend tours, and you're welcome to come in, view the house, learn about the Victorian era and culture within Riverside, and get a little bit of citrus history as well.
And how did the tradition of honoring the moon during harvest time begin?
All communities with agriculture as a focus or agriculture as a living will have some sort of a autumn festival of harvest usually. It's a time to celebrate the bounty. It's a time to come together and have a bit of a party right before you start reaping that harvest that you work so hard for.
Why is the Moon Festival important to Chinese American history here in Riverside?
I think anytime you have an immigrant community, their holidays and their celebrations from their homelands are always important to them very often, because it brings a little bit of home and familiarity into a strange place. And it's also a way for you to identify with other immigrants, maybe people that you don't necessarily know. Everyone from one location won't know each other. But if there's a celebration, it's a time to all come together and to enjoy each other's company and to commiserate about home a little bit and all the differences and wonderful things that you've since encountered living in a new place. And this is an important time for us to remember that we're all different, but we're all also the same as far as community goes. And history is very important to recognize and to celebrate.
Tell us more about the role Chinese Americans played in Riverside's citrus industry.
Chinese American immigrants often came over to California either because of the start of the gold rush or the Transcontinental Railroad being built. They were laborers that came over. Very often they were men, and they came over with the idea to earn enough money to then go back home and to start families and to have enough of a savings to start their own businesses or start their own lives back home. So for us in Riverside, that translated to staying on for the citrus industry and for working in the fields and for picking fruit. And because we have citrus, which is something that also a lot of Asian areas have, there was a familiarity there with the workforce that was already here that was maybe looking to earn some more during certain seasons.
You partially answered this question earlier, but why is Heritage House a meaningful location to host this celebration?
Mrs. Bentner, the original builder and owner of the house, had Chinese American servants and also Chinese immigrant servants. Some people chose to stay on after they immigrated over. Others chose to go back home. And so for us, this is a physical location where we can talk about that history, where we actually have a physical connection to that history. We don't have to make it up. We don't have to assume, and we don't have to do historical reenactment of what would have been. This is an actual location. She was in the citrus industry herself. So we do have that actual physical connection to that history.
What can people expect when they come to the Moon Festival at Heritage House on October 6th?
A lot of fun. We will have a storyteller. We will have lion dancers. We sell moon cakes. We have a signature craft activity that always changes every year. We will also be working this year with UCR, with their astronomy department and their outreach group. So people will be able to go and look at the stars and see the moon, as well as talk to astronomers. That's also very exciting and fun. The lion dancers are wonderful performers, and our storyteller is engaging and amazing and fun. We also work with the local Chinese school here in town. A lot of people don't know that we have one. They're wonderful people, and they do calligraphy demonstrations. Sometimes they bring musical instruments, and they talk about the history as well as Chinese character writing and calligraphy.
I'm speaking with Kim Cobb, Associate Educator for the Museum of Riverside, and Advancement Coordinator Chantel Downing. For those who haven't tried mooncakes before, what are they like? And you've given me one here, so let's talk about the mooncakes.
So the mooncakes, they're a thick-skinned pastry with a filling. And the fillings can vary from red bean paste to duck egg yolk. I believe I tried a lotus one last year. It was almost like peanut butter. I can't quite describe exactly what it was. You'll just have to try one for yourself.
Is this a family-friendly event?
Yes, it's a family-friendly event. And we often see upwards of 1,000 people come through the house at night, hitting record attendance. Even when this event takes place on a Monday night, you'd be surprised. People are always ready to celebrate a moon festival.
Why is it important to celebrate and share Asian traditions with the wider Riverside community?
Well, celebrating is something universal. Everybody wants to do it, right? We can all relate to the idea of celebrating something. So when we highlight something that one culture does and others can understand and strengthen our understanding of each other, it helps break down our barriers. And I will give Kim and our education team credit for that. They put a lot of thought and consideration into the activities, making them very authentic to the cultures that celebrate Moon Festival.
How do events like this strengthen cultural understanding and appreciation?
I think whenever we learn about a different culture and we can identify similarities within those cultures, within our own lives, that always helps us to remember that all people are people, and it helps us to feel a togetherness and a closeness with a complete stranger.
This event takes place at Heritage House in Riverside on Monday, October 6th, between 6 and 8 p.m. Tell us about the parking situation.
Great question. So we take into consideration that a lot of people will be coming in a very short window of time. So you can park across the street from the Heritage House at the family?
The FSA Children Development Building, which is located across the street from Heritage House. We rent out the parking lot for that evening, and then we also hire crossing guards to help you cross the street, because Magnolia Avenue, if you're familiar, is a very busy street. So instead of making you go all the way down to the crosswalk at the corner, we hire crossing guards.
Yes, we do everything we can to make sure this is a safe experience because we do see such a high capacity. So we want to make the logistics simple and easy. So just keep an eye out for those parking signs that tell you exactly where to park, and you should have an easy time getting to us.
You can also park on the street all along Magnolia, wherever there's parking available, according to the city regulations and ordinances.
And do people need to RSVP in advance, or can they just show up?
That's a great question. There are various places online that you can RSVP, and that'll just help you pop it into your calendar, but you are welcome to just show up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been speaking with Kim Cobb, Associate Educator for the Museum of Riverside, and Advancement Coordinator Chantel Downing. Where can people learn more about the Moon Festival or follow along for future events?
Definitely follow us on social media. Our Facebook and our Instagram are both at Museum of Riverside. We also have a lot of our events that are upcoming on our Eventbrite page. You can find us and follow us all through our social media pages.
And anything else you want us to know?
I definitely want people to know, because we've had this question, why is it on a Monday? Why didn't you do it on a weekend when it's more convenient? And the simple answer is that the full moon doesn't worry about human schedules. It's going to be a full moon on a Monday night. And this year it happens to be on October 6th. So very rarely do these full moons land on the same day or the same date. So we just have to follow that schedule for the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Again, the Moon Festival takes place at Heritage House in Riverside from 6 to 8 p.m. on Monday, October 6th. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, ladies. And I'm excited for the Moon Festival.
We are very excited. Thank you.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy your mooncake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.